You folks are in for a treat today, again. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we have another great afternoon of homespun to Daria workshop stuff for you. What do you think about this festival? You've had a good time here this weekend? Yeah? I'll tell you, I learn something new every year I come to this place. I think this year I had this major revelation that this is my summer fitness program. Like, who needs a thigh master walking up and down here? I was walking down the other night and I saw this big screen TV. I thought, you know, somebody brought their television? What's going on with this? Cell phones, televisions. Actually, it was for the children's stage. They're really accommodating people, so. But it was really wild, out of the blue, like midnight, looking up there and seeing that big screen TV. You know, something new every year at Winter Hunt. Well, today we've got a fine workshop lined up. You know, David and Daryl got detained yesterday, some little plane problems, and so they couldn't do their workshop yesterday. But they are going to be here today playing with Lori Lewis. And we've got David Greer, Craig Smith, Daryl Anger, and also Tom Rosum. And I think, is that Todd Phillips over there? And Todd Phillips. Great. So you ready for a great workshop? Please welcome these guys.
It's a little short for you, huh?
Yeah. Well, I know how to fix that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being here, getting up so early, breaking noon. We're doing something that we have never done before. This is we're kind of celebrating my new record on Signature Sounds and Dog Boy Records. It's a combination label. And I've got these incredibly talented friends who have managed to get up early enough to help me out here, and I can't believe it. We don't have anything rehearsed, so it's going to be pretty loose. So I hope.
It's a workshop, you know. Tom's going to teach us his tunes as we go along.
If you want tight, then you can leave now. These guys have all played on the record, but more or less came into the studio, taught them the tunes, and you know, that was like a year ago or so, and haven't done a lot of these songs since then. Maybe I should introduce everybody. In case you don't know, sitting in on guitar today, Mr. David Greer from Nashville, Tennessee. A California boy that moved to North Carolina quite a while ago because he wanted to be among the bluegrass. He wanted to be a redneck, yeah. That's one of the best banjo players, if not the best banjo player in the world. He's been on tons of records. Mr. Craig Smith. A person who needs no introduction over there. And right here we have, this guy has been, he's a founding member of the David Grisman Quintet. He's been playing with Tony Rice and just about, I don't know, everybody I used to listen to when I was a little kid. One of the best, I already said that about the banjo player, so I guess I won't say it. He's not one of the best banjo players in the world, but Mr. Todd Phillips. We'll skip over on our man sitting down here, also a founding member of the David Grisman Quintet, and on and on, Mr. Daryl Anger. And blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada. And this person here has been my boss for 10 years. And great singer-songwriter. I don't know, I guess. The lovely and talented Miss Lori Lewis.
I'm tearing the stage up already.
All right, my name's Tom Rosen, and we're going to do this song that I learned from a Ralph Stanley album. Just after Carter died, he formed a band with the young Larry Sparks, and they did this song. It's all about this little kid called Sally Brown. ¶¶
day get a little bit older.
Hey, sweet Sally.
Every day get a little bit bolder.
Oh, sweet Sally.
Every night when I go to sleep.
Hey, sweet Sally.
Dream blue eyes and lips so sweet.
Oh, sweet Sally. Hey, sweet Sally. Prettiest girl in town. Oh, sweet Sally. I love sweet Sally Brown.
Carry her books to school.
Hey, sweet Sally.
I ain't too big, but ain't no fool.
Oh, sweet Sally.
I'm not big enough to go to school like Sally, your brother. So I'll give her a kiss at schoolhouse door.
And go back home to mother. Hey, sweet Sally. Prettiest girl in town. Oh, sweet Sally. I love sweet Sally Brown.
I'll eat my food and grow real big.
I'll be bitch like Sally. Hey, sweet Sally, prettiest girl in town. Oh, sweet Sally, I love sweet Sally Brown. Hey, sweet Sally, prettiest girl in town. Oh, sweet Sally, I love sweet Sally Brown.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Right away, we'd like to pare it down, and Lori and I would just like to do a song together. Boys, please don't go too far.
Yeah, see you later.
If we had time, I would have taught y'all this song. This one was written by a friend of ours who lives in Tucson, Arizona. He's originally from Missouri, and he wrote this song about a stonemason.
While he was living in Oregon. Well, Tom's got a tune-up. Let's see. I don't know what to tell you. Tom and I, we recorded this on Tom's album as a quartet, and to the best of my knowledge, we've never sung it as a duet, but we sang it in the car today. We thought it sounded pretty good, so we're going to try it here. You can imagine all the other parts interweaving and...
beautiful harmonies.
Fleshing it
out here. We're not sure if it worked in the car because we were mostly concerned about the...
staying on the road.
No, well, the gas gauge was below empty. We can't, anyway, this is called a Mason's Lament.
Yeah, the car was beeping at me yesterday, and I couldn't figure out what the problem was, and it was beeping at me because it was almost out of gas. Took me a while.
We'll have a playing on the road workshop some other time.
Okay.
My house is stone, my hands are muddy, I've worked my fingers to the bones. But still I find my life wanting. There is no strength to carry on. I'm gonna climb up to the top of the mountain, gaze across the golden, golden sunset sky. I'll catch a glimpse of the early moonlight. Look for a home way up on high. You know I've tried to live life by working stone and turning clay, but flesh is weak, the spirit stronger. My life is soon to pass away. I'm gonna climb up to the top of the mountain, gaze across the golden sunset sky. I'll catch a glimpse of the early moonlight. Look for a home up on high. Throughout the years, I've always wondered where I would find lasting peace. The mountains always seem to whisper, come here, you'll find what you'd seek. I'm gonna climb up to the top of the mountain, gaze across the golden, golden sunset sky. I'll catch a glimpse of the early moonlight. Look for a home way up on high. I'm gonna climb up to the top of the mountain.
Fellers?
Excuse me, one moment.
You know how it is, professional musicians, the drugs and all that.
Yeah, who is this bluegrass music isn't about? How about that hormone high you're always talking about? It's a good one, mate.
We're gonna try another kind of bluegrass song. It's kind of swingy. This one was originally written by Hank Williams' steel player, Don Helms. It was co-written by him and some other guy. And this was supposed to be a follow-up to Hank's Move It On Over. But unfortunately, Hank died. And he never recorded it. Called Don't Fix Up the Doghouse. Who's gonna?
1-4-1-5-1 Yes, F.
Daryl's gonna kick it off.
All right, 2, 3.
Now, if you saw a cloud of dust and heard an awful sound, that was the racket that I made as I was leaving town. I'm blazed me out a brand new trail, left well enough alone. So don't fix up the doghouse, cause this old dog is gone.
I'm leaving while the getting's good. Don't need no chaperone. I'm finding me a new address, 'cause I'm not coming home. Don't take no wooden nickels and keep your makeup on. And don't fix up the doghouse, 'cause this old dog is gone. Younger, got lots of things to see, and I don't need nobody tagging after me. In fact, I'm heading out to China. Don't keep the biscuits on, and don't fix up the doghouse, 'cause this old dog is gone.
I'm leaving while the getting's good. Don't need no chaperone. I'm finding me a new address, 'cause I'm not coming home. Don't take no wooden nickels and keep your makeup on. And don't fix up the doghouse, 'cause this old dog is gone.
All right, thank you very much. It's very early. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
One Suit Alone, a key of F. You've never played it before, but
you're going to like this one. All right, we're going to do a Merle Haggard song right now.
Are you going to play? You better
I'll play guitar. Every man for himself. This is back when, off a Merle recording that he made in the, I guess, late 70s. Is that right? Yeah. Which is kind of our favorite era for him. Right. The band really deserves a special hand on this one if we get through it, because half of us don't know what we're doing.
It's gonna be fun.
I'm taking your word for it.
It's called One Suite of Love. It's kind of a little Latin, Bakersfield, Hawaiian type thing.
You better count it.
Oh yeah, kind of Linda Ronstadt too.
Okay.
Goodbye to empty arms and these lonely nights to cry.
goodbye. These precious memories linger on, torturing my mind since you've gone. These little things between us that really have no ties are all we have together and all we realize. Was once real alone and once said goodbye to empty arms and these lonely together it was heaven, but how quickly time did fly. With one sweet hello and one said goodbye. Photograph of we two. It's all I have left of me and you. These little things between us that really have no time are all we had together. And all we realized,
thank you for your patience,
was once we alone and once said goodbye to empty arms and these lonely nights to cry. Together it was heaven, but how quickly time did fly.
Now, Tom, since this is a workshop, could you go through a verse for us, just so that we know what happens
what
there?
What the chords are?
Yeah, what the chords are on that verse.
Since this is a workshop? we should go back farther and explain what a microphone is. Or
No.
I want to know everything I did wrong in retrospect. What?
I just want to know what the chords are on the piano.
This is a shorter workshop than that, Daryl.
Okay, very quickly.
Yeah, go.
It's in the key of F. Starts with a 1, which is the F. 2 minor. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
5. Back to 1.
Okay. There's little things between us.
We're still on the 1.
That really
4.
No, time. No, wait. But that's the chord.
What do you call that thing?
What is that?
That chord's not in bluegrass, Tom.
Okay. The devil made me do it. That chord was not in the. That's right. You pointed out the one mistake that I made in the song.
I don't know what happens right there.
Okay, I was playing the chord to the chorus, and she wants to know what the chord of the verse is. Of course, is what she asked. And oh man.
So the second half, these little things. Does it have a two in it somewhere?
Yeah, it's got a two, and it's got a four and a two, and I don't know what order. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. Okay, thank you for clearing that up for us, Tom.
Get the record.
I'm going to have to buy the record and learn how it goes, I guess.
Good advice for all of us.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to know.
No, that was a good thing.
Elvis impersonator song. We spoke.
Right.
Oh, okay.
All right. Nobody impersonates Elvis like Tom Rosen.
We know a fellow in Nashville by the name of David Olney. All right. Is that his mom? Okay. He wrote a song that Laurie and I did on the Rounder record, Oak and Laurel, called The Millionaire. And he wrote this song about an Elvis impersonator. And I liked it so much, wanted to do it kind of in a string band style, kind of old, you know, old-time style, like Freight Hopper style, possibly. So we're going to try to approximate that. And hope you like it.
I don't know where my...
Yeah, I don't know. Can't do it.
My dad's a pilot, and I just wondered if that could have been him, because he lives in Connecticut, and he just bought this, he just fixed up this old Super Cub. I don't know if anybody know what a Super Cub is, but it's pretty, it could be him. He's threatening. It can carry one of those banners, and I was really wanting to get a dog boy banner, fly around the festival, but I don't think it's going to happen. All right, this is all about Elvis impersonators.
I'd take a little walk downtown, see what they built it for, what they built it for,
what they built it for,
what they built it for. I'd take a little walk downtown, see what they built it for. I wouldn't walk too long, wouldn't walk too far. I'd find me a joint with a Jew, and a seat at the bar, with a seat at the bar, with a seat at the bar. I might have me a drink,
yeah.
I might have me two, and if it loosens up my tongue, I tell the world what you put me through.
What you put me through? What you put me through? And if it loosens up my tongue, I'll tell the world what you put me through.
And with a change from a dollar, I put a quarter in the Jew. I might take me a notion to dance if the barmaid's cute. If the barmaid's cute.
If the barmaid's cute.
If the barmaid's cute.
I might take me a notion to dance if the barmaid's cute.
I might just have to sing. You know there ain't nobody better than me. Impersonating the king. Impersonating the king.
Impersonating the king.
Impersonating the king.
You know there ain't nobody better than me. Impersonating the king.
You know what can be found? A hundred all alone. And if the king come around, I'll be on the phone. A baby, baby telephone. A baby, baby telephone. I got a big, big, big hunk of love. I'll be telling the phone.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
If I had me a dollar, maybe three or four, I'd take a little walk downtown, see what they built it for.
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 I'd take a little walk downtown, see what they built it for.
Todd likes this song a lot because he thinks that I'm singing about a fish, but he's not right at all. There's no fish in the song. It just sounds like I'm going to sing fish. This is a Louvin Brothers song, and they originally recorded kind of a country shuffle, you know. But we slowed it down. Oh, I should mention that Lori helped produce this song. I mean, excuse me, the whole album except for one song that Todd produced, and I'd like to publicly thank her and Todd.
Thank you.
Yay.
No problem, Tom.
He's flanked by his producers here.
Give me that dollar
Maybe once in a lifetime you may find that perfect love, the kind that lives forever, a gift from up above. And then an unkind word to say or a careless love affair can leave a scar that you can't hide, but you're too hurt to care. Love is a lonely street for those who go astray. It's paved with broken hearts that someone threw away. They'll walk with memories, the grant your heart its wish, for heartaches come so easy when you're hungry for a fish kiss, and you can't see the danger of sweet arms that hold you tight. Love is so blind when you are blue, and wrong can seem so right. Love is a lonely street for those who go astray. It's paved with broken hearts.
sorrow their destiny. Love is a lonely stream.
Tom's going to play a couple of tunes for you, along with the help of the great Craig Smith.
As opposed to, we didn't get that mediocre Craig Smith. We got
we got the great one. We got the great one. We paid a little extra and we got the great one. You know, and it pays off in the long run.
Down the road, you know, at the end of the day, what's the other phrase?
You amortize the cost over a number of years and... You're much better off getting the great Craig Smith.
Ain't that right?
Right, been paid yet. I don't know how.
Here you go.
There's a couple Missouri fiddle tunes. One, the first one's called Muddy Weather, and the other one's called Jeff City. I should mention that this particular album has a special added feature that most CDs don't have nowadays, and I have some pseudo ads in the back, fake ads. I don't know if that's a plus or a minus, but it does have that. Thank you. For example, Zen Crafters, Total Enlightenment in About an Hour. Or the, well, I should, let's see. There's one called Carter Family, Original Carter Family Action Figures.
That's the greatest, man. I love that. The action figures, I want to collect them all and trade with my friends.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
on the old Kentucky shirt? Oh, okay. So I play guitar?
Yeah.
Alright.
We're gonna do a you're welcome to play or not, as you see fit.
Okay.
This is a Bill Monroe song we're going to do called on the Old Kentucky Shore. I'd like to thank you all for being here, especially when the great Ralph Stanley is on stage up there.
Tom, when is that record coming out anyway?
That record is officially out August 18th.
August 18th. All right. Just a few short weeks.
Yeah, or a few long weeks, depending on...
Oh, yeah, depending on how much you want it to come out, yeah, which we do. Yeah, what is that, 4 weeks? 4 weeks exactly? 3 weeks and 6 days?
Daryl's our official timekeeper. We do have copies up there, but where all the other records are.
Oh, you have copies. Oh, they have copies. Go get them.
Yeah, Tom has copies of that album up there. Craig's got his album up there. Todd's got his Grammy Award-winning... Bluegrass album and his Hillbilly Hot Tub album, and it's called In the Pines, in case you're wondering.
And I got mine.
And Daryl's got his album, Heritage. And David's got his album somewhere up there.
They're not up there yet, but they need to be.
They'll be there eventually. If I could have the cable, I'd be really happy.
I'll get melting. Melting.
Is it in G?
It's in F.
Oh, F.
All right, it's on the old Kentucky shore.
I walked out to the graveyard, down by the Church of God. I looked upon the one I loved that would soon be covered with sod. Up along the Ohio River, over on the old Kentucky shore, once dwelt a very young maiden. Now there's a creep upon her door. Thank you.
tell the one I love goodbye. I would like to see him before I go, but I'll meet him in the sky, up along the Ohio.
We're going to set Craig loose. He's going to do an old fiddle tune, old song. We know it in the fondly in the band as There Ain't No Hair on a Billy Goat's Butt. But he calls this one The Girl I Left Behind.
eponymous debut album.
What? It's eponymous. That's terrific.
We voted on it. It's eponymous.
I've always wanted to use that word in a sentence. No, his album is called Craig Smith. So.
Stroke of Genius.
It's the same name as itself.
Stuart Duncan produced it. It's on Rounder Records, and it's good.
How about, how much time do we have?
I don't know.
How much time do we have?
What time is it?
We have six.
Come on. Five of?
7 minutes. Six minutes to two.
I think you're wrong. I think what the sound man is trying to say, I've learned some of that sign language. It says, I'm sorry, I'm completely deaf. I can't hear you.
Uh-huh.
All right, I just dug my own grave.
And then what'd he say?
So, I'd like to end with walking stick, but I'd like to do something in between.
Oh, well, okay. Go for it.
Any requests?
My baby came back.
Kiss me before I
leave. Well, let's do My Baby Came Back.
My Baby Came Back.
And then do
I got an idea. Let's do My Baby Came Back.
Todd, the genius of the group, says we'd like to do this request. This is another Louvin Brothers song.
I'm sorry we didn't get those other requests. And, you know, if you want to pick up our schedule, we're going to be all around the northeast in the next week and playing at the Podunk Bluegrass Festival in East Hartford, Connecticut, next Saturday. And we have a whole big stack of schedules up where the CDs and stuff are. So we'll be at the Bottom Line in New York City with Sam Bush on Thursday. We'll be at Johnny D's in Somerville, Massachusetts on Tuesday. Iron Horse in Northampton on Wednesday, and Del Rossi's wonderful Trattoria in
Dublin, New Hampshire.
Dublin, New Hampshire on Friday. And then I'll be playing in Sebastopol, California on.
Todd just found out he's going to New York. He's happy. He's going to get some pizza.
Sunday.
I never knew about New York or Del Rossi's till right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you
I'm stuck on the tour anyway.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
All right, we're going to do this Louvin Brothers song that we recorded a while ago. It's on the Oak and Laurel CD. It's called My Baby Came Back. It's a sequel to My Baby's Gone. Also titled My Baby's Gone Part 2. Or My Baby's Gone First Blood.
My kiss is able to please. My baby is loving me better. My baby is sweeter than ever. No more sleepless nights, alone and so black. My sweetheart, my baby came back. Some lose that love and they never love again. I'm tasting love that I thought I'd never win. I thought my heart would take the wrong track. I'm glad that I waited, cause my baby came back. My baby is loving me better. My baby is sweeter than ever. No more sleepless nights, alone and so black. My sweetheart, my baby came back.
Well, some lose that love and they never love again. I'm tasting love that I thought I'd never win. I thought my heart would take the wrong track. I'm glad that I waited, 'cause my baby came back.
My baby got tired of a new love. My baby came back to a true love. And now my heart is beating with ease. My love, my kiss is able to please. My baby is loving me better. My baby is sweeter than ever. No more sleepless nights alone and so black. My sweetheart, my baby came back. My sweetheart came back. My baby came back.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for showing up. I want to thank again these great musicians that have helped me out here on stage and on the record. Thank you.
That's a great record. You should get it.
Thanks for the sound.
What's the name of the record?
Jubilee.
Jubilee. It's got a great big picture of Tom on the front.
You gotta buy
picture.
It just for the ads inside.
Big relative to the size of the CD.
No, it's not a Jerry's.
CD's the regular
Jubilee.
Size.
It's bigger than what? Jerry's Jubilee. All right, we're gonna end up with a great bluegrass tune.
Lost all my flat picks. No, I didn't. Here's one.
Right here. Turn this mic off.
Hey, man, where's my pick?
I'm just gonna start it.
It's in G minor. It goes to G demolished.
You're gonna like this one, David. Thank you. times we played it, I never learned a tune.
If I ever left my house without my walking stick, well, that would be something I can never explain. Oh, the thing that makes me quit.
No, I'm saying.
On Lover's Lane. Would go for not if I would call without my cane.
So much. David Greer, Craig Smith, Todd Phillips, Laurie Lewis, Daryl Anger,
Tom Rosum.